Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
Last week, a collaboration of climate activists and organisations across Aotearoa launched the campaign Vote for Climate, in hopes to encourage voters to prioritise the climate crisis in terms of who they vote for. The website provides a simplified guide of party climate policy by ranking parties from best to worst in regards to their policies surrounding climate change. Currently, Te Pāti Māori and the Green Party are ranked best, the Labour Party ranking good, New Zealand First ranks bad, and both the National Party and ACT are ranked worst. The website also lists ways for voters to get involved by asking their local MPs what their parties intend to do to tackle the climate crisis and participating in the campaign. I spoke to Jenny Sang, spokesperson for Vote for Climate, about the campaign and the importance of a climate election. So what does it mean to make this year a climate election, and what is the significance of this election regarding climate change?
When we say let's make this election a climate election, what we mean is we need climate change to be the number one key issue when people are thinking about the elections. There have been a lot of mention of other issues going on at the moment, but we see climate change as the most serious issue facing New Zealand and the world. And why this election in particular is because as the IPCC, the international body of scientists that look into the impacts of climate change in the world, have very clearly said, we're running out of time. You know, there is no time to lose, and this is the election where we really need to start taking real action, not just tinkering around the edges, not just greenwashing, but true systemic change. So we see this election as an opportunity to really make that happen. It's our chance to let politicians know that we want to see strong, urgent, bold action. And we can do that by voting for parties that will take climate change seriously.
Could you speak a little bit more just on how this idea came about and who's involved?
Yeah, so it really was just a group of people. Some of us have been climate campaigners for a long time. Others are, you know, volunteers in various groups that you'll probably recognise. And then other people are just individuals who are really keen and quite worried. I mean, to be honest, a lot of people are, you know, mothers with young kids, and they were really worried about the future. Some people are like social media volunteers, web developers, who have just jumped on board to help out with this cause because we sort of got linked up somehow and realised that, we're really all worried about the election and where it's heading, and we want to turn that around and make sure that parties that have great climate policies are the ones that get in and are able to make the most of this critical period to make the changes we need to see.
How crucial are young voters in ensuring this is a climate election?
Oh, young voters are so critical this election. I think we've heard so many things about, you know, young people don't turn out to vote and things, but, I mean, people haven't exactly made it easy for young voters, and we really want to provide another resource out there that helps people make a decision. And so when young people are thinking, you know, climate change is really worrying, I feel really overwhelmed or hopeless, we really want to send the message through the social media campaigns we run or our posters, or when they see someone waving a sign on the side of the road, that there is something you can do about it, and this election is a really great opportunity to, you know, take your first step into climate action, essentially.
So the campaign creates a simplified guide to which parties are doing the most when it comes to climate policy. What has been the process for determining between all these different climate policies which are most realistic and effective?
Yeah, so on our team we've got some people who are pretty well-versed in climate policy. They've been campaigners for many years. They've been working in the climate space for many years. And so they've read through the policies. And we've tried to keep it really simple. We don't want to break down everything bit by bit because, you know, people are busy. We just want to make it as easy as possible. So they've summarised the overall impact that those policies will have on actually reducing emissions, and then reducing those emissions in a way that doesn't unfairly disadvantage any particular group, you know, making sure that everything is still accessible, equitable and affordable. And then we've given them a very simple sort of, you know, best, good, bad, worst sort of ranking.
You mentioned briefly greenwashing before. How common is this in party policy at the moment?
We see greenwashing quite a bit in some parties' policies. A lot of people talk a lot about maybe new techno fixes and ways that we can capture carbon, or vaccines for cows to reduce their methane output. But when you look at the data, actually these technologies are so far off being developed, and even if they were developed perfectly and scaled up to the quantities that we need, some of the emissions reductions that they claim are, you know, they're sort of things like 30% at the most at a theoretical level, you know? Like, it's just, this is not the level of emissions reduction we need. It needs to be faster. It needs to be now. And so we can't wait for new techno fixes. We can't wait for, alternative ways to reduce our emissions. We already know what to do. It's really simple stuff. It's not rocket science. It's public transport. It's cycle lanes. It's not building new houses in flood zones. It's making sure we don't drill for any new oil or gas in our seas and in our land. It's pretty basic stuff, and it's stuff that New Zealand can afford to do in an equitable way. So, you know, why are we not doing that?
And in terms of equipping voters with the skills to navigate policy, what advice does the campaign provide for voters when trying to navigate between greenwashing and performative policy?
Yeah, so to make sure that people know which parties have policies that will really reduce emissions versus just greenwashing, on our website we've got a section that says ways to vote, and we present a number of parties which do have stronger climate policies and then the parties that don't. So it's providing people with clear options for how you can vote for climate action.
How has the response to the campaign been thus far?
Well, the response to the campaign's been really exciting, actually. We've had a lot of engagement on social media and a lot of people signing up via the website to get involved. There's a lot of things people can do, you know, waving signs, putting a sign on your fence, standing at a stall at a local market and chatting to people, doing social media, helping with our website. So people all around the country are really chipping in, and that's been, yeah, awesome to see.
And so what else does the plan for the campaign between now and the election entail?
So between now and the election, we're going to be doing much of the same. So we want more signs up on fences, more signs in public spaces where people can see, so that it's on people's minds when they go to the polling booth. We're also going to be doing a bit more social media, so you can keep an eye out for content, especially around why, you know, a wide range of people around New Zealand think it's important to be voting for climate action, because we really want to make it accessible and relatable to a wide range of people. I mean, climate change is here. We've seen the terrible floods in Hawke's Bay, Auckland and Nelson. That was just a few months ago. And we just really don't want people to forget that this is the most serious issue facing the country right now, and we'll have these issues every year. It impacts everything else that people are talking about. It impacts the price of groceries, it impacts our rent and the insurance, it impacts how we get around, the health, our mental health and physical health when we are dealing with floods every single year. And so, yeah, we really are hurting from decades of ignoring the issue, and they're going to come up again and again. So that's why it's super important that all New Zealanders vote for strong climate action, because, yeah, it doesn't only reduce our emissions or the chance of floods, it actually creates a fairer and more affordable New Zealand for everyone anyway. So that's our key message, and we'd really love for everyone to be thinking about climate this election.
That was Jenny Sang, spokesperson for the campaign Vote for Climate, speaking to me about the importance of voting with the climate crisis in mind this year.